Oh.
Is this DC-101?
Yes.
Is this the Grease Man?
Yes.
Hi, Grease Man. My name's Don Coffel, and I'm calling you long distance from Hayward, California.
Why are you calling me from Hayward, California?
Well, I've recently moved out here, and it's been about 9 months, and I'm originally from Fortsville, Maryland.
What can I do for you?
Well, I used to listen to you all the time, and I just wanted to call and hear your voice again.
Well, how do you like that?
I'm just wondering if you could do a, I was hoping to hear you do a story that I could just hear one time over the phone. It's been so damn long.
It's been so long. You want to hear a story?
Yeah, I'd love to hear like a, Haba Big E story.
You would you? Well, all right, buddy. All right, line a camel, hold the phone close to your ears, and come along with me south of the border. Vamos, muchachos! Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. Land of the dead. I'll tell you about Hobble. I'll tell you about the Mexican Hobble. Picante, caliente. Oh, sabroso. I'll tell you about it. There was a girl there I wanted so badly. Her name was Carmelita. The only problem was while she was drawn to me, she was also drawn to Juan Corona de Vega, the most notorious of all banditos in Mexico. She said, you have to fight a duel, and the winner of the duel can have me. I thought, well, this guy's probably a better gunfighter than I am, but boy, she looks so good. I thought it was worth it. Oh, nice. So we paced off 10 paces, and we turned and fired almost simultaneously. Pa-pow! I caught him right between the eyes, splattered his brains all across the streets. The only problem is, I ended up gunshot. Yeah, he got me just to the left of the belly button. But I put my hand over it real quick. I didn't want her to know. She said, oh, gringo, you have killed for me. I will hobble with you. Let's go to my house. I said, we better hurry on this. I didn't want to tell her, bleeding all over the sheets. It might have turned her off. And I think, geez, that's all it. Now she turns me down. So I was dizzy and in pain, but ooh, that hobble was nice. Oh, yelly, Lord knows I'd worked for it. Oh. I had the covers up around me so she couldn't see I was bleeding all over her mattress pad. I started to get real dizzy, started to pass out, got vertigo, got a fever, started to go into shock. She got up, she said, gringo, I am going to the kitchen to get us some wine. When I come back, will you be ready for some more hapotogi? But now I got the shakes. I said, don't you worry, baby. By the time you come back here, I'll probably be stiff as a board.